From KRCB-FM, Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. A committee of California lawmakers is working towards a universal health care plan that would cover all state residents. Today, they'll hear from policymakers in other states who've attempted to launch similar models. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Cayola explains what they might learn.
When former Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin abandoned his proposed single-payer health plan in 2014, he said the costs were just too high. In September, he told a panel at Harvard this.
The lesson is, I was wrong. I don't think small states can go it alone, at least little states like Vermont, with an unstable federal partnership.
So the question is, can California do what Vermont couldn't? Jim Wood is the Democratic Assemblyman who co-chairs the new committee.
Vermont went further than anyone. San Francisco, created a very different model. And so this is all a big learning experience. We need to learn this. This is really critical information for us so we can craft what is the best way forward for California.
Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon convened the committee after blocking a Senate single-payer proposal that was expected to cost the state $400 billion annually. Linda Blumberg is a senior health policy fellow at a D.C.-based think tank called the Urban Institute. She says Vermont's mistake was trying to move too quickly from a system where people pay premiums for their own plans to one where they pay high taxes to a public insurance pool. She recommends California tackle it in pieces.
So that we're moving in a direction of more uniformity, we're moving in a direction of greater access and affordability, but we're doing it in steps instead of something that would be really a huge change and disruptive and very expensive on the public ledger side, all in one big move.
The Universal Coverage Committee will hold a third hearing in early 2018. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Cayola.
Find this story and others at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.